Well, folks, Governor Mike Parson announcing today that Dr. Williams, the DHSS director, is resigning. He's accepted a letter of resignation from him today. He describes Dr. Williams as a huge asset to Missouri. And then we learn that Robert Nodell, who has been the deputy chief of staff, will now be acting director at DHSS effective immediately. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me for some quick reaction is Mike Stevens. Mr. Stevens is a state representative from Bolivar. He's a Republican, and he chairs the Missouri House Health and Mental Health Policy Committee. Mr. Chairman, appreciate your time. I know you're very busy over at the Capitol. Your reaction, first of all, sir, to Dr. Williams' resignation.
Well, you know, like so many things in life, often shocked, never surprised, or seldom surprised. I say shocked because I certainly wasn't anticipating this, and at least so suddenly, and but not really surprised in that Dr. Williams has been and came here from North Carolina, I believe, and one of the Carolinas, I believe, is North Carolina, and his intentions and his motivations and for me are strictly speculative. So don't think that I have any special insight and understanding, but I would just tell you my observations that I all along was sure that Dr. Williams saw this as kind of a place along the way. You know, he's from the Carolinas. I have met him and his wife. I've met Dr. Williams many, many times, but I've met his wife a couple of times, and I'm almost sure that she never moved here, and I probably shouldn't even say that publicly because I may be proven wrong, but I do believe that to be so, which tells me that he saw this as I don't have to say temporary, but he took this assignment thinking that it would be just that for a while. Of course, that would be true of all cabinet positions. You don't stay in that forever, and administrations change. People, the directors come and go. So I'm not at all surprised that that Dr. Williams would come to at some point the end of what he feels would be his tenure here.
And I appreciate that perspective, Mr. Chairman. Just is someone, he's testified before your committee, and he's been criticized. Yes. I just got off the phone literally with your colleague, Crystal Quaid, who's a Democrat. She's very critical of him for a variety of reasons. But from your perspective as chairman of the Health and Mental Health Policy Committee, do you think Dr. Williams was effective? Were you impressed with his leadership? What can you share with us from that perspective?
Well, yeah, I think Dr. Williams did a fine job. Now, we have lived through the year from hell that everybody got thrust into, falling off a cliff into a dark abyss, and you don't have to look past Dr. Williams or Missouri or Donald Trump or Joe Biden or anybody else that has had to deal with this and know that or Anthony Fauci or anybody else that has been at the forefront of all this, that we've been flying blind. We've tried to do the best we can with what we think we know at the moment, even if it turns out to be a little bit different later on. So It's hardly surprising that Representative Quaid would be critical, who is going to be critical of absolutely everything that the governor does and our side does, but that's another matter. Of course, things could have gone better at times, but I think this past year, it's been heroic in places, and it's kind of been hit and miss at places. It's been very, very successful in places. It's been not as good as we wished or should have been in places. But you just take a look around the country, take a look around the world, and see where that isn't true. The presentations that Dr. Williams and Robert Nodell have given to us in our committee have been forthright, and he's had his feet held to the fire in places. I know this one thing. Representative Collins from St. Louis City kind of challenged him to come to St. Louis and see some of the inner city places where she felt like things could be have done better, and he followed up and did that just very recently, and she gave him pretty high marks for doing that, and thus it goes all over. We've come a long ways in this process, and I think Dr. Williams has done a very credible job under circumstances that nobody else ever had to endure.
Final question for you, and I appreciate the background. I appreciate you also letting me know about the situation in St. Louis with Representative Collins. That's very good information. Robert Nodell is the governor's deputy chief of staff. He's the acting director effective immediately, which means effective today. Your reaction, Mr. Chairman?
Well, Robert is not a medical guy. He's a political guy, and the governor did this without consulting me, as he usually is a habit of not doing, and so I would not have urged him otherwise. Robert is very familiar with the bureaucracy, and he's very familiar with the players. I'm speculating as I say this. It's highly unlikely, I would think, that Robert would be seen as a permanent replacement. I would imagine a permanent replacement would be someone who has more of a bureaucratic and a medical background, like Dr. Williams, like Dr. Williams had. But Robert has been he's been on the front lines of this past year, and is very familiar with the players and the process, and I don't know anyone who would be better in stepping in and picking up the ball and carrying it for at whatever point that he'll hand it off.
Mr. Chairman, I know you got to go back to your meetings. Is there anything you'd like to add about any of this? Feel free, sir.
Well, nobody really knows all the inside story, and I don't know that I ever will. I don't suspect anything. I don't see anything nefarious or scandalous or any such thing. I just know that I felt from the beginning that Dr. Williams came here for his time, and probably felt like his time had come.